For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome to the TechPoint Africa podcast. My name is Emmanuel.
And I'm Oluwani Femi.
And I'm Ogeneromo.
Welcome back. After many months.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We relieved that.
I was dragged and everything, but I'm here.
Yeah. Are you not happy
to see her? They are happy to see you.
Yeah, so even though you've not been seeing her, she has been behind nearly every podcast episode that has been coming out since you stopped seeing her. So yeah, kudos.
Madam Producer.
That's it. So yeah, today it's quite an interesting day, and this has been an eventful week. A lot of things have happened. But we had to trim down to what we think were the most significant stories that happened this week. So there's MTN, there's the Advertising Regulatory Commission of Nigeria, there's Google launching wallets up and down, and of course social media companies launching a number of features. But before we move on, allow me to talk about the sponsor of this episode, Whistle. You've been hearing us talk about Whistle for the last few podcast episodes, and that's because they're doing something quite interesting. I mean, Lagos State, for instance, is a very, very, very busy city with lots of traffic and lots of very, very wonderful people on the roads. So when traffic is happening like this, you see people beating traffic lights, people climbing the pavement, people riding one way just to get to where they are hurrying to. I don't know where you guys are going to, but let's leave that for another day. But what Whistle is doing is really, really interesting. They are paying you to snitch on people that are committing such offenses. So you're not just reporting them for reporting sake because you're a good citizen. No, they're not banking on the fact that you're a good citizen. They're also going to be banking on the fact that you like money. So yeah, so the Whistle app is going to give you a decent sum of money for reporting those road and traffic offenses. So someone parked by the side of the road where he's not supposed to park, someone is beating traffic light, someone is riding with expired vehicle papers or vehicles that should be
impounded,
but they're still riding on the road. All those are the kind of vehicles that cause a lot of accidents on the road. And Whistle is saying, hey guys, come download the app on Google Play Store, and you know the rest. Just check out the app on Google Play Store. This is available for Android users for now. iPhone users, you'd have to wait for some time. And
sorry.
Yeah, that's, I still can't wrap my head. I think I need to try it out.
You should.
And you can also use it to report accidents.
Yeah, that's true.
Accidents, or there's a roadblock somewhere, and yes, that makes a lot of sense. And that's an interesting one from our sponsor, Whistle. Check it out on Google Play Store. And now let's move to the stories for today. I think one of the biggest stories happened just on Wednesday. MTN has announced that they are rolling out the pilot of their 5G service. So one thing that comes to mind when you hear something like 5G, the question that should be coming to your mind is, what exactly is 5G? You've been hearing 3G, 4G, 5G. 5G is a next generation technology that is promising to give you massive internet speeds compared to whatever you've been used to. For what MTN is launching, they're saying it's 10 times your current internet, mobile internet speed. And I think that's very, very interesting. And what are you going to do with that kind of speed, guys?
Probably stream a lot more YouTube.
A lot more YouTube. Are you finding difficulties? Are you having difficulty streaming YouTube right now?
No. But sometimes, you know how some of these internet, all these network providers are, especially in where we stay.
So you don't really have to have a problem.
Oh.
You don't know the speed that you deserve until you have the speed.
Oh,
so, exactly. I think so, I remember seeing on Twitter someone saying that they bought a 5G enabled phone for their mother, and she didn't know when she finished her data. Like, she was just downloading, streaming, and doing stuff.
Right, so some things that will load, maybe the internet is decent, is fast to an extent, then you get a faster one like the 5G. You won't understand until you get it.
Mm.
You feel your internet is faster, but until you get something that is faster, mm-hmm. then you will know what you've been missing.
It's like how we were with 3G and 4G.
Mm. So you don't even know what you want or you need until you have it.
But we just know that we need something faster.
Interesting.
Okay. But that's if the price doesn't break my back. How much will it cost?
So before we even talk about how much it will cost, right, let's even give you like a rundown of how we got to this point, right? On August 24, MTN launched their 5G service. But 8 months before that, they paid $276 million to get the 5G license from the Nigerian Communications Commission. And they won the license alongside Mafab Communication. And Mafab. I didn't know them before then. And they won that license ahead of Airtel, which was really, really surprising. Then a few months later, they were announcing updates. Then Mafab said, you know what? We can't meet the August 24th deadline. So they moved their deadline by 5 months to 2023. But MTN, mad executioners that they are, they've launched it on the day they were supposed to launch it. And if you recall, in 2019, they had extended 5G trials in Abuja, Lagos, and Calabar. And they revealed some exciting use cases for 5G technology in healthcare. Imagine a doctor doing surgery remotely.
Yes, so that was the most interesting part
for
me.
That was the most interesting part. Then think about drones, logistic companies. Think about entertainment, VR.
Augmented reality.
So you can be in a class. So all these talks you guys are having about the metaverse, for instance,
Technologies.
I don't think it's your current network. I almost mentioned the name of the company. But I don't think it's your current network that will help you with the metaverse. So 5G technology is like the big deal. But one thing is striking me about MTN strategy. They know that most people do not have 5G enabled phones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're giving you 5G routers for 50,000 naira. That's roughly $100. And their strategy is quite interesting, right? Their 4G routers currently cost about $10.
Okay.
Now the 5G routers are like 10 times that price.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not really looking to get the mass market as of now. They are changing their strategy. They want to capture high value market. So this is what you should pay attention to. You should pay attention to the location. They are targeting mostly high value industrial and residential locations. So the Ikejas, the Victoria Islands, the Banana Islands, and the Marylands of this world. That's what they are targeting. So if you are living in somewhere like Ojodu, I'm sorry. If you are living in somewhere like Opik, Ifemi, I'm sorry.
No, don't say that.
I
saw Magboro on the list.
Magboro, yes.
Why is Magboro supposed to be on the list and Opik is not on the list?
Are you underrating Magboro?
From what I know.
So yeah, but you need to pay attention to location. So because the network is available in Lagos does not mean you get to your doorstep, because 5G signals work very, very differently. They do not travel very, very long distances, especially if there's a building obstructing that signal.
Yeah.
So there are tall buildings, there are trees, it's going to obstruct the signals. So 4G and 3G, they work on lower frequencies, but they travel at long distances, but they are not as fast as 5G. But 5G travels not as fast or not as long, but very, very fast.
Range spectrum.
Yes, range spectrum. So between 24 gigahertz to 100 gigahertz. So, but that is a very, very important thing you should note. And apart from the location, you should also note that MTN is now saying they want to own the home. So those people buying internet in the home, I remember we subscribed to Fiber One at home, right? So yes, that is something I'm looking forward to, that competition. There's Tizeti, there's eStreams, and there are so many, many
companies.
Smile is also playing in that space. Swift.
And probably this Maf, whatever.
Mafab.
Okay, so let's not talk about
Maf. When can people get the 5G routers?
So right now, you can only pre-order online.
Okay.
So you pre-order online on the MTN website. We'll drop the link in the description. And you can also see some of the articles we've written about 5G, the 5G trial in 2019. Really, really interesting. Then, of course, those burning questions about 5G. That year, 2020, yes, during pandemic.
Yes. Yeah.
Those really, really crazy questions.
Then people were scared.
I'm going to be linking to it in the description. I'm not going to even go there because there's no time.
Right, but I'm curious, do you feel the pricing is decent?
So they want to own the home. So they are targeting business people, companies, for instance. They are targeting families. So we probably need to introduce an unlimited plan for it, for me to think if you want it.
Oh, it's capped.
I don't know if it's capped. I've not seen the data plans.
Okay.
So Tizeti, for instance, has an unlimited plan. Fiber One, obviously, is unlimited. So they will need to introduce.
Is there incentive for them to do that? Like, does it make business sense for them to do that?
Of course, when you are targeting high class homes or offices, what do you expect?
So, yes, their unique selling point right now is 5G is fast, but come on.
It's still Nigeria.
So, yeah, they have to take a closer look at the pricing. And just to mention before we move on, the Tanzanian government has installed internet service on Mount Kilimanjaro. It's about 12,000 feet above sea level, very, very high. And they're getting it to 19,000 feet. They're saying tourists come and get selfies and post on social media while you're climbing. That is totally safe, okay? Yes, but you can also access emergency services while you're climbing.
Okay.
And for the Tanzanians living miles below that summit, you guys should wait your turn.
Okay.
The Lord will help you.
Because it's kind of funny. Yes, you want to make your environment to be conducive for tourists that are visiting, but then the fact from the article you wrote about it, it seems they are living like the Bible says. I'll have to reference this when Jesus said you are living the weightier matters to focus on cosmetics.
It's not cosmetics, because the government, the Tanzanian government, tourism is the second highest revenue generator.
Okay,
that's
fair. So you can't blame them.
That's
for the
fair.
Government.
That's fair.
But who cares about the people? Come on.
I don't think that should be a shock to Africans, because obviously we are Africans and we are used to governments not caring about us. So,
but they are caring about people that are just coming from there.
And that's why they are making your money now. What's concerning them? Concerning
so they're caring about foreigners, but we are having weird regulations about foreigners. I mean, the advertising regulator of Nigeria just said something about foreigners. Let me hear from you. Let me not say anything.
Okay, so ACON, the Advertising Regulatory Council of Nigeria, has said that foreign models and voiceover artists will no longer be used in advertising. So basically, if you used to get a foreign person to do your adverts for you, you can no longer do that. There's something about that for me, because for me, I rarely see foreigners in our adverts. Do you see foreigners in our adverts?
Or maybe their voices. But then I feel like Emmanuel speak. Emmanuel, can you do
that's
the
British thing
for us?
Why should I do that?
So now
that's the thing. We do most of the people that do voiceover jobs for us, voiceover gigs for us, are Nigerians that use those accents.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's a foreigner that is doing the.
But then if there's
voiceover.
No, if this doesn't exist, I don't think a regulation will come after it. Maybe we just don't know.
We watch ads, don't we?
We do. We watch
ads. How many ads have you seen a foreign voiceover artist or a foreign... How many have you seen a foreign model, a foreign voiceover artist do? I can't remember a lot.
You hear people, they move from, hello, welcome to so-and-so company. They move to, hello, welcome to so-and-so company. Or, hello, welcome to so-and-so company. They can do many, many voices.
Yes.
And they have the American accent. So I don't know if it's those people that are doing Fune.
They're talking about.
But
because we can, is it role, it's not role play. It's something switching that they call it. When you're trying different accents or intonation or whatever it is they call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's normal. Some media platforms, some media companies ask you if you can do that, right? Can just be, there was a recent interview I had to attend, and when the presenter called me to tell me we are about to go on air, he was using his normal voice. The next thing, he was when he was about to introduce me, I heard another thing. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yes, now, no. So that's the way most people decide to approach. Even when, I think the last two Big Brothers, at first, everybody would come with Fonet. Then, mm-hmm. after some time, everybody would just switch to the upper Eweka accent.
So, as in,
current Benue people.
So, but, yeah. But what is Akon's role? Because they said advertising practitioners. Yeah.
So,
who are those supposed to be? Is it everybody that's supposed to register?
Yeah. So, it's only the directive only affects their members. Okay. So, if you're a member of Akon, then you're affected. If you're not a member, because you have to write exams, become an associate, do several long processes before you become a member of Akon. If you're not a member, then this does not directly affect you. But here's where it gets interesting. In the last 2 years, Akon has been, before they named APCON, that was Advertising Practitioners Council of Nigeria. But because a new law was passed that changed their name, they're now Akon. So in the last 2 years, they've been trying to regulate social media adverts. So in 2019, they introduced a new charge that if you want to do a social media ad, you have to pay them 25,000 naira. That I can't remember how much that is in dollars, but it should be about $50 thereabout. Yeah. So if you want to do a social media ad, you need to submit it to them and pay that money.
Okay.
People complained, obviously, because how does that make sense?
Yeah.
People complained. And so I tried to ask some people that are in the ad space, and they're like, it's not really been enforced.
Okay.
It's not really been enforced. And to be honest, it doesn't make any sense. How are you going to make a social media ad and submit it to them? But now social that media. They've done the whole Akon bill and the bill has been passed, the current executive director, his name is Mr. Fadolakbo, he says that they are coming for those people.
Oh. So if you've not, so it affects those who are registered members, but if you are not a registered member, you should be a registered member.
Yes. So that the law can be binding on you.
So the law is binding on everybody.
Hopefully.
It's okay. So thankfully, our ad today, we didn't use a foreign model. So let's take a break and hear from Abisola.
Hi, I'm Abisola Adenoga, the head of business at TechPoint Africa. Did you know that you could present yourself as a reputable brand leader? Did you know that your business can get the limelight it deserves? Now you do. Using TechPoint Africa's marketing tools, we can put you in the faces of a large audience for brand awareness and thought leadership. To do this, reach out to us by sending an email to business@techpoint.africa or click on the link in the description below.
Hey guys, welcome back. As you can see, I wasn't lying. So yeah, that's actually an interesting one. And I'm wondering how a lot of startups will handle their marketing if this ever gets enforced.
I just realized I even forgot to add that the directive doesn't come into force until October 1st. So you have until Independence Day to, you know, put your house in order.
You have until Independence
for
Day.
For every ad.
So if you have an ad that's running with a foreign voice over a foreign model, then by October 1st.
So you have until Independence Day before you become a slave to. Okay, let's move on. Yes. So Google is doing some interesting stuff, and they keep launching features every other day. Or what's going on with Google Wallet and South Africa?
So Google Wallet has officially launched in South Africa. That was on Tuesday, the 23rd of August. It's officially launched. So, but it's not really new because Google CEO, please help me mention that name.
Sundar Pichai.
Tickles me.
Please let them invite me for interview.
So Sundar Pichai mentioned it at the Google I.O. event in May. Made this year, right? And you mentioned it, and since then some countries has been rolled out to some countries. So earlier last week, a few more countries were added, and that's where South Africa comes in. The concept of wallet is just something you can put your money in and then use to pay bills. So, I don't know if anyone knows that there's currently existing Google Pay. Google Pay is also a mobile app, like Google Wallet would be, where it started as an API, then it transitioned to be a mobile
app. Let's not talk about Google and their apps.
Right. The way they shut down apps and all. Yes, for Google Pay now, Google Pay will be integrated into Google Wallet in some countries, except US and Singapore, I believe. Yeah, so moving ahead, once it gets rolled out in other countries, they will be integrated into it. So what do you use Google Wallet for? You can use Google Wallet to pay for, say you can use it to pay for flight, you can use it to pay for events, you can just integrate it with your payment cards too, right? But the interesting thing is that it's integrated into your Google Maps. Say you have like you have a place you are going to, or you have to buy a ticket for a flight, right? You can use Google Wallet for that. Well, I'm still yet to see how that would say entice me for, if I'm paying for anything on Google, I think it's just Google Play for my Google, for my, what's it called? For my, is it Google Cloud? Where for photos,
Google One.
Yeah.
Right, it's Google Cloud. Yeah. Google One. I use my Google, I pay for that. That's the only YouTube Google product Google. I think I, YouTube Music. I'm in a family. I don't know how our family head is paying for them. So, well, in South Africa now, Google Wallet has partnered with four international airlines, like United Airlines, KLM, Royal Dutch Airlines, Air France, and Singapore Airlines. Subsequently, they will start partnering with other let's say services, yes, to use them. But then the conversation around how safe it would be comes to play too, because if it's integrated into your Google, into other Google services, what if your phone was stolen? What if your phone is damaged or something, or you lost your password or something like that, which also applies to every other payment?
I was about to say that.
Yeah. It happens to every other.
So unless you are those people that use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Or password.
Or your websites as passwords.
Or you use password.
Same, yeah.
Or use password.
Yes.
Or you use the same password across the board. So if they hack one, they've hacked everything. So,
yeah.
Which is why things like password managers and, yeah. Or if you have a very good brain. Yeah,
so something to like add. Me. Not like I'm castigating them, but okay, I use Google Authenticator for 2-factor. My problem with that app is that, first of all, anybody can just open the app and see my codes, because it doesn't have a lock.
Oh,
yes,
interesting.
So why?
So there are some phones that you can freeze apps. When you want to unfreeze it, you put your password. So maybe that can be another layer of security.
Is that not too much stress?
But like anyway. Microsoft allows you lock it, so you can use your fingerprint or whatever. Right.
Okay, but it's interesting to see how fintech is evolving. So I guess now would be a perfect time for you to tell us about the Fintech Summit.
Right, the Fintech Summit is coming, powered by TechPoint Africa. And it's holding on the 26th of November 2022. It's a few months away, yes. And we are preparing for it, because during the event, we'll be having a lot of conversations around embedded finance, financial inclusion, which is like a hot topic in Africa, like it's inside every fintech founder's pitch deck. Financial inclusion and decentralized finance, yes, blockchain, we find a way to creep into it, and everything. We speak about regulations also. The theme for the Fintech Summit is Fintech in Everything. Mm-hmm. Fintech in Everything. If you want to agree with me, that's just the fact. Every product these days have Fintech in them, because you have to make payments available. But I'm not even the one that will speak during the event. We have some very experienced thought leaders coming around for debate, for keynote sessions, for breakout sessions about a lot of topics. So I don't know if you feel you want to miss it, but I don't want you to miss it. So we'll drop a link in the description. The early bird is on. Get it so that by the time we start doing late bed, then there's the VIP ticket. You can get that to have access to some of our perks. So go to fintech.techpoint.africa or click on the link in the description to register. See you there.
Yeah, should have so done be there as like one. You know how they do it in all these ads.
Mm. One day I will do this thing that Nigerian advertisers went that they do for Nollywood.
Mm.
It's not that I shall scream.
Please don't. Please don't. I was about to say you're even yellow. So that it's not gonna cause one.
No, I have strong Nigerian accent. Very strong, I know.
Okay, guys, so don't say we didn't do anything for you.
We
brought you the early bed tickets. By the time people start hustling for late bed, you know our podcast.
It's not that you will come to my DM. It's not that you come to come the to event my DM. And come and be saying you did not buy ticket.
Try to register and we'll get to answer that question. That old age question, like the old question about fintechs during the event. So that don't miss out for any reason. And if you're listening to this podcast and you've enjoyed what you've heard so far, kindly like, subscribe, and share with your friends. You can find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcast. And right now, if you're into the whole video and you're loving what you're seeing, of course you can find us on YouTube, you can find us on Instagram, you can find us on TikTok. I'm sticking with those three because I don't know what Twitter people are doing.
Twitter people, we appreciate you. Don't mind the manual.
Oh yeah. Don't mind me, please. Okay, so guys, it's been an interesting one, and let us know what you think. You can of course email us podcast@techpoint.africa, or you can tweet at us with the hashtag TechPointAfricaPodcast. So see you guys next week. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.